You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
See, love is never one-sided. If you go to God with a need, what if God say, I have something that I require of thee? How many of you know that song, Yes? There's a song that they sing called Yes. You should listen to it. The lady is just, all she's saying is my soul says yes. But she's speaking, the song is like God is saying, there's something that I require of you. There's something that I want you to do. And what I want you to say to me is never, I don't have time, I'll get to it later, you're not the first priority. It's a yes from you. And I believe God wants us to have a yes.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
I said this morning that many people, and I'll move on, many people can learn to do most things. I learned how to be a serviceman. I learned how to be a father. I've learned how to pastor. I've learned how to work with people. I've learned how to work with government officials. I've learned the proper protocols of standing in government facilities. I know the do's and the don'ts. You cannot take a weapon in. You can't take any knives or any sharp objects into hospitals and things of that nature. You can't take any weapons into schools. You know those protocols. I've learned that even if you're ignorant of the speed limit, you can still be held accountable for speeding. I've learned that driving is a privilege, not a right. I don't know why anybody would be going tit for tat. Call your supervisor. The judge can snatch your license away. In Texas, if you're speeding or if you're racing, they have a law. They can harvest your car, even if it's $120,000, and not give it back to you. That ain't fair. Well, learn the law so you don't get in trouble. This is what the Jews do, and the Muslims, when they go into a city or a region, they find out the laws of that region. We don't care. All we want to do, where's the next joint? Where's the next place to party? Where's the next place to get off? Where are we going to find the love and all of the stuff in the community versus learning the laws of the community? That's why you don't see a lot of those people handcuffed. When is the last time you saw any Jewish kid handcuffed and thrown in jail? You want to sit there and talk about community? What I'm telling you is, if you want to stay out of trouble, learn the laws. And you'll know you can't do this and you can't do that. And if you do it, you open yourself up for litigation. And so in the area of prayer, learn the law. Right. But this is what you can't learn. You can't learn God. He has to be revealed. You can go to school and listen to me preach all day and yawn while I'm preaching. When I say confession of faith, I ain't doing that. I'm playing with this and that. You can do all of that, but you got to get to a point where you want God to reveal himself to you. And once he does, you'll never be the same. Nobody has to run you down and say, come to church. Something will wake you up. Once his seed go into your heart, you'll never be the same. So go to school and learn what you need to learn to work in this world. But you need God to be revealed to you. And when he is, you'll never be the same. First point, supplication begins with relationship. Supplication begins with relationship. Simon Barjona, loveth thou me? more than these. Before he said, feed my sheep, serve me, follow me. He said, do you love me? I want to pose the same question to you in prayer, that the next time you get on your knees, not to see duty, I got to check a box to pray. I do this every morning because it's routine. It is a habit, but do you have a love check box? Merton, do you love me? Well, I hadn't really asked myself that. God says, I'm not waiting on you to ask that question. I'm asking you. And I believe he's asking our church in this region and those who may be listening to me right now, do you love me? The Lord would ask. The King James, lovest thou me? The New King James, do you love me? Is there anything about me or anything you have in your heart toward me that makes you turn to me? Do we have to run into a brick wall? Do we have to be a crash dummy? Sit here. Don't say a word. Wear your hazardous suit. Put your hand on the steering wheel. Don't worry about this quick jerk. And all of a sudden you're going to hit a wall. Don't say a word. Don't scream. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Just hold on. Some of us, we act like that with life. We let life and circumstances shift and put us in a car that's destined for a crash. We sit there, put our hands on the steering wheel. It's going to jerk you now, but don't worry about it. I like jerks. I like roller coasters. I like doing stuff when I know it's going to end up bad. I know if I get in this car, there's a potential for me to get hurt. I know if I hang out with you all don't care nothing about me. We do stuff that's stupid. I know that they're lacing marijuana and I still smoke it. I know because of my last city, what I got involved with and the men that I was dealing with, and I'm finding the same kind of man. Already know, been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. Already dealt with these kind of females, and I know what they do, but I still am drawn to it. Crash dummies. Woo! Bam! Touch your neighbor and say, I ain't no crash dummy. Listen, I got sense. I'm not going to let you strap me in. I'm done with that. Help me, Jesus. When I was 20 years old, my best friend asked me to get in the car with him, but he was always drinking. I said, I'm not getting in the car with you, man. Guess what? He never came home. I still remember. He never came home. His mama was crying. He was always drinking. Yeah. I'm not going to look at that and start doing the same things. Did God love me more than he loved him? No, he just gave me a little bit more wisdom. Don't get in the car. That's why I don't say that with pride. I know if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't know me. Many times I escaped death. And it's just because I made the right decision. They tried to strap me in and call me a crash dummy. Yeah, listen. Oh, no. I'm not wearing a hazardous suit. Oh, God help me. So remember, this is the first point. Supplication begins with a relationship. And that's what God wants us to pray out of a relationship. Even conversations change when you have a relationship. You have a relationship with someone, you can talk to them 2 a.m, 3 a.m. If they don't get mad, what? If you have a relationship now. If not, what you calling me this time? What are you doing? You better call me in the morning. How many know what I'm talking about? You don't have access, lady. What you doing? You don't have access like that? What you doing? When you have a relationship, oh, that's cute. Thank you. That's nice. God says, some people don't have a relationship with me, calling me at 3 a.m. only when there's a need. I've been up all day waiting on a phone call from you for the last 6 months, haven't heard nothing. Because there's no relationship. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime I get a call at 2 a.m, I always, is it bad news? I hate to hear the phone ring at 2 a.m. God wakes me up a lot of times and I pray for you at 3 a.m. Do you know that 3 a.m. is the most demonically influenced hour of the day? It's the hour that Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross. But at night, it's the hour where demonic activity is its highest. Because he always inverts what God does, always trying to invert it. He doesn't start anything, just take what God does and invert it. He has to warp it. He's got to take a praise like this and make it like that. He's got to take a man that's real, but then turn him to where he's not real. He's got to take those of us that should like and love each other and make us hate. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. He's got to take a community that he loves. Next thing you know, we're committing murder to each other. A church that should be truth revealed, but there's no revelation in the pew. In the seat, people are amazed with what's happening with me when I'm telling you, follow me as I follow Christ. There's one greater than me that's coming after me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. I come to you with water, I come to you with the word, but there's one greater than me. He's the one that you need to connect with. So follow me as I follow him. When I stop following him in the core, stop following me. If I start preaching a strange doctrine, don't come and hear me preach. If I tell you to hate each other and do whatever you want to do and go wherever you want to go and just make sure I'm friends with everybody, find another church. But if I come out of the word and I tell you Jesus loves you and God wants you to reconcile and I give you what the word, don't get mad at me. I'm trying to get you connected with Jesus. You can find another pastor, take your Bibles and turn with me to John chapter 21. Yes, yes. Touch your neighbor and say, I like you. Yeah, we got to like each other. Yeah, we got to like each other. We have to like each other. Yeah, we have to like each other so much that we don't want to offend anybody. Because you never know where people are coming from. That ain't this kind of party, y'all. Listen, I love all of you. I want you to come back next week on time. I want you to be here next week on time. I want you to be here next week on time. I'm going to preach harder. I'm like Rafiki to you all. I want you to come down. Come quickly. Yeah. Come quickly. Look into this water. What do you see? Yeah. Look harder. That's the Lion King, Rafiki. Yeah. Look harder. king is inside of you. The queen is inside of you, not out there. God put something in you. You settling for pennies. Oh, my God. Number two. What was number one? Begins with a relationship. Write it down. Number two, love gives us confidence to come. Love gives us confidence to come. If you love somebody, it gives you more confidence to ask them. Are you with me? Love gives us confidence, not timidity, to come. Now, there's a flip side of that. If you come to me because you love me, and you only come to me, I can never come to you, then you're using me. If you come to me all the time and I come and I'm supplying and I turn and say, I need you to come to me, but you, I got this going on and that, you mean to tell me you don't think that I have stuff going on too? See, love is never one-sided. If you go to God with a need, what if God say, I have something that I require of thee? Yes. How many of you know that song, Yes? There's a song that they sing called Yes. You should listen to it. The lady is just, all she's saying is my soul says yes. But she's speaking, the song is like God is saying, there's something that I require of you. There's something that I want you to do. And what I want you to say to me is never, I don't have time, I'll get to it later, you're not the first priority. It's a yes from you. And I believe God wants us to have a yes. Whatever y'all did to my mic is perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4 and 16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us come boldly to the throne, because love gives us confidence to come boldly. Glory to God. I had some MREs. That's a meal already prepared to eat in a box. And military people know what I'm talking about. When you're out in the field, they may not bring a roach coach or anything like that. They throw you a plastic thing called an MRE, a meal ready to eat. You got to open it up, and it's like canned goods. If you're hungry enough, though, you eat it. It's called an MRE. I wish I had a million of them, and that's what I would give to the poor. Yeah. And so if there's a warehouse anywhere in America and you have to, you can pipe it to Truth Reveal, please give it to me. I'll know what to do with the MRE. There's a man that came up to the church and he was very humble. He wasn't like most people, you know, they go to all churches and ask for money. I can tell he was humble. It was hard for him, but he was hungry. And so I had some MREs and I went into my office and I picked it up. I don't have them anymore. They're all thrown away, given away. And when I gave it to him, it's the way he opened it. I could tell he was really hungry. He didn't wait. He didn't wait to get in a secluded plot because he was proud. He opened it. Maybe his blood sugar was going down or something, but he opened it and he cracked it open. He was talking to me and he was trembling and he was eating, but it was running out of his mouth. So I gave him a napkin and some water. Because when you're desperate, you don't care about what people think. Neither did I make him feel isolated or make him feel embarrassed. I said, it's okay. I protected his dignity because he was really hungry. And always remember that scene when I'm dealing with people or I see the way people deal with people. I believe God allowed me to experience these things so I have the proper attitude. Because I really believe if it had not been for his mercy, that could have been me. I couldn't take care of every need, but that meal was more than money for him. I gave him a napkin so he can wipe the crumbs off of his mouth. I wish I had a place where he could shower. I gave him some fresh clothes so he could try it another day. I have a bicycle that I could give him so he can ride around and not have to walk. Even an electric one. So he can go to his jobs. So because I have a relationship with the Lord, I wouldn't come to God and say, God, I demand. I would ask him out of love. Intercession would be on behalf of this guy. But what if I have a need? I'm hungry. I'm going to decree it, or I'm going to come to him with humility. And say, Lord, I'm your son. You know I love you. I'm really hurting right now. I haven't eaten in 3 days. I need you to help me. That supplication. Come boldly, but not arrogantly. Not presumptuously. Could anybody tell me if that's thunder? Yes. Let's ask for rain right now. Let's pray. Let it rain in all of our lives, Holy Ghost. Refresh us again. Thank you, Lord. You see, when Jesus wants us to come to him boldly, he wants us to do it out of love, because he would hate to see us go to someone that doesn't love us for the same goods. Jesus wants you to love him because he never wants you to be so desperate that you have to go down the street and ask an inferior entity to supply your need. I know where to go when I'm in need. I need to go to the one I love. I want y'all to write that down. I know where to go in time of need. I go to the one I love. I love the Lord. I'm coming to you. Number three. This is powerful. Love does not hide its needs. Love does not hide. This is really hard for a lot of us that say we man. I'll just be quiet. If you have a need, you should say it. Because love doesn't hide it. I don't want anyone to feel funny, so I'll just hide what I'm going through and everybody dumping on you. Everybody wants you to be Johnny on the spot, but your name Paul. Everybody wants you to be the handyman. You're running back and forth. They never ask you, well, how are you? God says, love doesn't hide. If you love me, tell me what you're dealing with. I sought the Lord and he heard. That implies that I told him. Well, you say he already knows. No, he wants you to articulate it. God wants articulation from us. God wants enunciation from us. God wants us to talk to him. Jonas is saying, come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. Can I talk to you? So even when the streets, you know, even in your clubs, you talk. And you sip your spirit so you can get the right frame of mind to talk. And if you get the Holy Ghost and sip on him, he'll give you the boldness to talk. A silent believer is one that's defeated. If you don't talk, you're defeated. You got to take it just from talking to God, talk to others, but talk to him first. Stop talking to people before you talk to God, because if you talk to God first, he'll tell you to shut that down on these people. Every time you go through something, you got to say something. You are really myopic. You got to spread gossip and say stuff to people. Love does not hide its needs. The Bible said we should make, this is Philippians 4 and 6, our request known. That means you can't hide it. By prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. God, who already knows, will reward you. You did it in secret, but he does it publicly. That's Bible. So God says, I want you to talk to me. He's beckoning for us to pray, to communicate. Actually, those that pray more will be better communicators, because you have to learn how to pray to someone that you don't see, which you articulate in your words.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
Awaken Women, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School every Sunday at 10 a.m. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8:15 and 11:15 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. Ladies, it's time to manifest. Join host Pastor Sabrina on September 25th and 26th at TR Maine for two powerful days of surrendered hearts, disciplined faith, and intentional steps. Hotel accommodation is available at Hampton Inn and Suites. Use group code MNF or mention Manifest Women's Conference for special two-night rates. Don't wait to secure your spot. Head over to the Truth Reveal app or register online today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.